In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Church and state are not opposed. They are two entities which exist in order to bring man to his proper ends. The church exists in order to bring him to eternal life. The state exists in order to bring him to happiness and security in his natural life. Because man is one, because his body and soul are united, so also church and state, although remaining distinct, should be united. There is a tendency to regard the separation of church and state, however, as a normal thing, even an ideal. It is part of our modern society. It is something that we grew up with. It is part of our culture, that church and state should be separated. And when we hear that they are separated, we think of it as something normal, even good. But yet the church has always condemned separation of church and state. We tend automatically to put on a pedestal those customs and institutions into which we are born. But they must all be weighed against objective norms, whether it be the customs of our family or the customs of our nation, the customs of our time and culture. They must all be weighed against objective norms and the long-term principles which govern human nature. Modern society in Western nations since 1789 has spurned the idea of a Christian state. The Christian state was established during the latter years of the Roman Empire in about 380 AD under the Emperor Theodosius, and it continued throughout the Middle Ages and even into modern times until the 18th century. With the rise of humanism in the 1400s, human beings began to long for a humanistic state, one in which religion would take no public part. In 1789, in both America and in France, constitutions were drawn up, and such a state, a humanistic state, was established, one which was indifferent to religion, in which religion played no public part. The Christian state was therefore doomed, for the history of the Western world, our civilization, from 1789 to the present, is the gradual dismantling of the Christian states, and with it, the dismantling of the Christian culture. So first, the states went. There was separation of church and state in the 19th century in all of those places in which they were at one time united. With World War I, those places in which union of church and state had perdured were themselves dismantled. And so since World War I, since 1919, we have seen this secularized world in place. Now, the culture followed more slowly, because even though the states, the Christian state, was dismantled, there was a holdover of Christian culture in those places in which Catholicism had once prevailed, and we might even say Protestantism, which for all of its faults still inculcated a certain decency in life. All of those things disappeared. And little by little, the culture also disappeared. And I say little by little because in the 1920s and the 1930s, there was still a great deal of the holdover of the old culture. People obeyed the natural law. They were basically decent. You could count on people to be decent morally. Divorce was spurned. Impurity in general was spurned. Of course, people committed sins, but they never justified it as if it was some sort of ideal, or as if you could be innocent and do those things. But with the gradual breakdown of society, we see now that things which would have been considered shocking in the 30s or even the 40s, shocking, are the norm. They are the norm. Because there is no longer anything to stop this flow of the disintegration of the old Catholic culture, ultimately, into the humanistic culture, the culture of hedonism and sensuality. And that's what is happening. So whereas in the 1950s, it was possible to turn on the television set and not have your morality offended, today you turn it on and it is so filthy and so disgusting that you cannot sit in front of it for 5 minutes. If you do, you get sucked into the new hedonistic culture and you abandon your Catholicism. So in 1789, all of this started. George Washington wrote to the Sultan of Morocco in the 1790s and assured him that this country was not a Christian country. That letter is part of the official records of the United States of America. It is not a Christian country because it repudiated the Christian state. And we are paying that price today for that repudiation of the Christian state. Rendering to God what is his due is to place him and his church in the highest place in society. Our Lord says, render to God what is God's. Well, that is God's. The very idea of ignoring God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the existence and the prominence of his church is an absolute blasphemy. Yet this blasphemy today is considered the norm, and the establishment of religion is considered to be an insult to human dignity. It is considered insulting that there should be an objective religion that all must adhere to. That is a terrible violation of human freedom. Yet that has always been the norm, and it is the norm in every other land except those lands which have some form of Christianity. It is the norm in Israel. It is the norm in Arabia and in the Muslim lands. It is only those places that have been blessed with the truth that have repudiated the truth. The Christian state produces a Christian culture, and a humanistic state produces a humanistic culture. Culture is the collection of everything which a people considers to be right and true and good, noble and beautiful. It is not merely music, literature, and art, although these things are important elements of it, but most of all, it consists in the morality and the culture, the customs, which reflect the nature of God as he is perceived in that religion. So the ancient Greek culture was one of sensuality. Their culture reflected their religion of gods and goddesses who spent their days in the pursuit of sensual pleasures. And with that, all of the concomitant vices, such as anger and envy and jealousy and hatred. And so they extolled sensuality. That was their religion. Catholic culture was one of asceticism, an awareness of the supernatural order, a respect for authority, rich ceremonial, and festivity. Above all, it recognized the sovereignty of God over society and the necessity of the state and its citizens to do God's will. Humanistic culture strips the state and society of religion. Religion is relegated to the private sphere. The result is devastating. Why? Because man cannot save himself. He cannot be his own savior. Humanism will not save him. Man is a fallen race. He has a penchant for sin. He falls into sin. When he abandons his Savior, he sinks into the mud of the effects of his sins. And as time passes, these effects become worse and worse. Man cannot perfect himself without the Savior. He falls into sin, mortal sin, many mortal sins, and he stays there and makes for himself a culture of mortal sin. The recent and continuing incident of a sniper loose, killing people for no reason, no motive, is indicative of what happens when a humanistic culture is implanted in society. That man is sick. He's sick. His sickness is indicative and representative of the sickness of our society. Our society produced him. And he may be the first of many. Human beings, when they are under the sway of humanism, when they are detached from the Savior, begin to treat one another as animals. And that's exactly what he is doing. He is hunting. As if those victims that he shoots are merely animals. But who has treated the human race as animals before him? Mothers who treat their babies in their wombs as if they were animals. People who are on birth control, who stop the processes of God as if human beings were only animals. That's where it started, and it is finishing in an atmosphere of animalism. And it is not the end. We must protect ourselves from the humanistic culture and preserve a Catholic culture. Living in modern society is very difficult for a Catholic. For the modern culture's goal is to transform you into a sensualistic humanist. If you go to the movies, if you watch television, read the newspapers, read modern novels, If you take in all that is politically correct and if you espouse all of it, you become a sensualistic humanist. That is the goal of modern culture. Every day you are bombarded. You are in a classroom of this sensualistic humanism. It is very difficult for you to pull away from that. If you accept and live the modern culture, you will become a sensualistic humanist. You will lose your faith and your morals, and you will go to hell. In order to remain Catholic, therefore, and to lead a Catholic life, you must not only reject the modern culture, but also replace it with a Catholic culture. You cannot do that in your society, but you must do that in your family, first in yourselves. Reject the modern culture in yourselves, in your habits, your customs, and then in your families protect yourselves from this evil. For rendering to Caesar is to give him the legitimate tax dollar and to give him obedience to his legitimate laws. But rendering to God what is due to God is to enthrone him first in your heart, then in your family, and then in society. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.